main gate. We didn't learn much from our bold, close inspection, did we?
No, apart from his poorly concealed rage at our intrusion, he gave little away, and his memory is more reliable than his daughter believes.
He struck me as being in possession of a perfectly clear and logical brain, and physically, there was nothing remarkable. Portly, smooth-skinned, his complexion and eyes quite healthy.
Smooth-skinned, apart from the knuckles, of course.
Knuckles?
Yes. Always look at the hands first, Watson. Then cuffs, trouser knees, and boots. The professor's knuckles were thick and horny in a way that's quite new.
What is it?
The ivy, the knuckles, the dog, and Prague.
Prague?
And Alice. Good God, no. Surely not.
What?
Connections. Horrifying connections. Back to London, Watson. You to seek out this Dorak. I to visit Miss Edith Presbury.
But haven't I told you how I felt about the engagement, Mr. Holmes?
Yes, you have. And I would press you no further if I didn't think it necessary.
And why is it so necessary? Forgive me, but you ask me for a most unusual frankness about matters that are...
Delicate. Yes.
Of a personal and family nature, certainly. So may I not ask for an equivalent openness from you?
Quite right. My investigations so far have led me to begin to make certain connections in my mind. Now, where these connections lead will decide how I must approach your father, how I might help him, help all your family. I want to put it this way. I am being so bold as to ask a lovely and decorous young lady to share with a virtual stranger those secrets young women friends might share.
Oh, Mr. Holmes.
Can you do that, Miss Presbury? Can you do that to save your father?
Save him?
And Alice. To save them both.
Bravo. Your playing does improve, Edith. And what a complex piece it was.
There's a deeper passion in it I can't quite reach.
What it might express, I can't say. But the sheer skill required. It's a science, too, in a way, isn't it?
Is it?
Mathematics. Each note in its place, like the components of an equation.
I met Thomas Wellwood yesterday.
Oh?
He was passionate.
He can be embarrassingly fervent, that young man.
He seemed torn between grief and anger. He suggested you and he had an understanding.
He misunderstood. And his passion will fade. The bank will soon cure him of such adolescent indulgence.
Oh, but he's such a sweet man, Alice.
Sweet? That kind of shallow winsomeness is not for me.
But my father is.
Oh, certainly.
You love my father?
I don't object to the word. But there are more precise ones. I respect him, even revere him. I'm honoured that such a brilliant and striving man should want me to be his wife. I know he'll protect me, raise my understanding of the world, and I don't shrink from confessing it, raise my position in the world. I mean the world of learning, of civilization.
Well, I feel all these things for Jack.
I hope so.
But we expect more.
Then you have high expectations.
Surely it's not overly ambitious to pray for children from our marriage.
I have no such ambition.
Your life together will be one entirely of the intellect, of civilization.
And companionship, of course.
No other fulfillment? You're only a few years older than I.
And I will be your father's faithful wife. We are not French, Edith.
Alice!
That's as delicate as I can be to make sure you understand.
And does he understand? That companionship is the only...
I'm sure he must. Your father, after all, has already lived the kind of fulfillment you're talking about. You are its result, and he is justly proud of you.
I remember his face when he announced your engagement. He looked fervent. His eyes were young.
Please, can we let this subject rest?
Have I given away enough secrets now?
Yes, I think you have.
And your connections?
They become more clear.
In what direction do they lead?
They lead me to Cambridge. You, they're compelled to stay here. Out of danger.
Ha 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 ha
What?